Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, the Brett Mega Show.
Let's hear it.
All right, how is everyone feeling today? Warmer,
much better.
It's like warmer. It's like summer out. It's like 36 degrees. What's the high today, Hannah?
You got your 32 here. Oh. 32 today.
32,
which is like a summer day for us.
Yeah.
And we're looking at mid 50s next week.
Get crazy.
That's going to be actually crazy.
The craziest thing is, like, there's, like, snow on the beaches in, like, Florida and the Panhandle area. Like, on the news, they're, like, closing down, you know, bridges in Jacksonville because of ice. Like, it's snow everywhere.
I saw that there's, like, a building in Georgia that the roof collapsed because there was so much snow.
Oh, my God.
You're going,
what?
Yeah. And you're going, I know that they're not as prepared as the Midwest for snow, but they had that much snow? My God.
So I lived in Georgia and I lived in Texas. And when it does snow, I was in, like, icy conditions in both cities, and the whole world shuts down. And they don't, like, have, like, you know, you see plows,
right?
It is just like tumbleweed, you know, but it's like snowy tumbleweed that goes.
They don't even have plows.
And there's like no preparation. Yeah, there's like nothing, and the roads are really, really bad then because there's nothing they can do. They're just like, yeah.
And you're from Chicago, so you were sitting back just hot.
Yeah. There's not like plow trucks sitting in the garage. Like, oh, just pull up the old plow truck for the, you know, one snow every 4 year thing.
Yeah.
I saw a video of a guy, I think he was probably in Georgia, and he was out there, didn't understand that there's a difference between the salt that you put down on the street and
salt that you eat.
Stop.
And he was out there. Funny.
He was out there with the cranking the salt, cranker.
That's funny. That's funny. How was your day yesterday, Hannah?
It was really good. I feel really refreshed. I went to bed last night at like 8. Like, I was like sleeping.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Kevin, what time do you go to bed early, though?
I went to bed actually earlier last night, primarily because I'm trying to beat this cold. And actually, my fever broke. My son got hit because it was so cold the other day. He was off school. And he, too, has had to deal with this cold. So now, unfortunately, it goes through the entire family. So, but I was in bed by 5:30.
5:30.
Oh, my gosh.
That's crazy. Exactly. I love how you could do that. That's awesome.
Yep.
Did you know, AB, that he had, like, the sniffles? Because you've been talking to him. AB doesn't talk to people who, like, even, like,
I
think
had no
they might
idea.
Be sick. Yeah. I figured
I have to keep my distance.
I know.
Now.
I figured
I
you were like, AB and Kevin
either.
Have been chatting up. And I thought, whoa, AB must have not known because
yeah.
if you're sick, she, like, yeah, you were to use the word fever under. I saw her, like, pull back. Like, how far away from my microphone can I get?
I cannot afford to be sick
I'll put her little glass partition right here. And
there you go.
What about you, Alex? Are you still on a high from six?
You know, I am. I was going to say, I didn't really get a chance to discuss, but man, AB. AB and I went to six the other night, and my goodness, I mean, it threw me for a complete surprise in a great way.
AB made a video, if you haven't seen it, it's on our Instagram, The Brett Mega Show on Instagram, to promote people going to six because it's such an awesome show. It's very women empowering. It's fun. It's a musical, a good girls' night out. And so AB made a, you know, loves Broadway and loves musicals and things like that, so made a video. And Alex is like, yeah, I watched the video, but I didn't know.
I didn't expect that. I mean, they come out, they do the first number, and then it just keeps getting better and better from there. I mean, I think I described it as like you're at an elevated Spice Girls concert where they're telling like an incredible story about this scumbag, you know, Henry VIII who had six wives, and you're just every song sitting down shouldn't even be allowed at this show because you should be up dancing the whole time.
At one point, they do point to someone in the audience and they stood up and they danced.
She killed it.
Mm-hmm. And she killed it.
And everybody went nuts.
Wow. Well, that was, surprisingly enough, that was the talk of the entire office. Everywhere I went, they're like, hey, did you hear about six? I'm like, yes, I heard about six. Watch our Instagram video.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
For the good news today, I wanted to bring in a very special friend of mine. Molly Wilcox is here to talk with us a little bit about an event that's coming up on February 1st that you're not going to want to miss out. It is for a great cause, Molly's Pink Tie Affair. Molly was just recently diagnosed with breast cancer. Molly's a good friend of mine, and I wanted to make sure that everybody knew how they can help out in this incredible cause that's coming up. Molly, tell us a little bit about your Pink Tie Affair that's coming up.
Yeah, so the Pink Tie Affair is going to be happening at Helen Fitzgerald's. We'll be having a 50-50 raffle. We'll have a silent auction. We'll also have a live auction going on as well. It's from 5 to 9. You can get VIP tickets, which will give you open bar and food for about 2 hours of the event. And we highly recommend that you come dressed in your best pink attire.
Molly, you're in your early 30s. Talk a little bit about your diagnosis and how important it is for people to be aware of, obviously, this event and what it's supporting, and into what led you to put together this event.
Yeah, so my friends and family really wanted to put together a fundraiser to kind of help me out financially. Although I do have insurance, it is rather expensive to go through treatments, and I still have surgery coming up as well, which is also really expensive. But this is also just kind of a reminder to remind people to take care of your health and make sure you get yourself checked out. If you don't do that, you'll just never know the answer.
Even if you can't make it to the event, what can people do to contribute to this incredible event?
Yeah, if you can't make it to the event, we are taking donations via Venmo. The Venmo is TeamMeatball314, or you can also get your tickets on Eventbrite. We will also be sharing the ticket link on any social, on Facebook and Instagram as well.
Check it out. Make sure you attend Molly's Pink Tie Affair, or at least get online and help out for this great cause. February 1st. Molly, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Alex.
This good news is brought to you by Together Credit Union. Check out their new Empower checking account with togethercu.org/empower.
The polls are open.
All right, poll of the day on the Brett Maga Show. Especially with the inauguration, new president happening, a lot of talk about the government. Say the government comes to you, says, hey, Hannah, I want you to go undercover and be a spy. Would you say yes or no?
Absolutely yes. Who knows? I'm not already one. I actually, this is so funny that this is the poll. As I was leaving the gym yesterday, someone approached came up to me and said, are you like a spy or something?
Why? Because you're like stalking them?
You do spy-like things, I suppose.
I do spy-like things. I think he was like maybe trying to flirt with me, but that's like not even funny because I am like creepy like that. So.
Yeah. Is that a way to flirt? Man, I've been out the game for a while. You just come up to people and say you're a spy, and people are like, oh,
he was saying because I always go to the gym at different times. And I'm like, well, why are you, how do you know that? Are you a spy?
Yeah.
But I didn't engage in the conversation because I just
That felt like too much of an engagement to know your guys' gym schedule.
Right.
That felt like a lot. All right, Kev.
Am I getting paid?
I don't know.
That's a good question.
What do you think the government? No, the government don't pay for nothing.
Yeah.
The government comes to you and it says, hey, I need you to be a spy.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. They're going to pardon me anyway.
That's funny.
So, yeah, why not?
You would do it?
Yeah.
I'm saying no. I don't want to get involved.
All right.
I'm not doing it either. I thought everybody was going to say no. Hannah, you think you could keep that a secret?
Yes.
Mm.
I
don't
feel
like
you'd put your life at risk, Hannah.
I would stalk somebody.
There's a part of me that wants to say yes.
Brett, you couldn't.
There is no part of me that wants to say yes.
I think it'd be cool to say you're a spy.
But you can't say that.
You can say it.
It just even in my head, like I'm a spy. But then I think about all the things that spies do, and I'm not James Bond. Like, I would get my ass kicked.
Yeah.
Like, I would suck at it.
Yeah.
And so that's what, like, if I was cool and suave and, like, a badass, I would definitely say yes, because then I'm a spy. But I would walk in and try to be a spy, and they'd be like, put him on the seat. And they would smack me once, and I would just, like, give up all the, like, all the secrets.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, what do you need to know? This is where the Oval Office is. It's red buttons in the corner.
And who do you get to tell you're a spy to? Do you know what I mean?
If nobody, Kevin. Oh, it's a tough world out there being a spy.
I've watched The Agency, that new show, and, like, his life is in turmoil because he can't even – he's now a spy out of action.
Oh, yeah.
So, and he's fallen in love with people he can't tell about. He can't tell his daughter about stuff.
Mm-mm.
I'm changing my answer. No, I don't want to be a spy.
Oh, my God.
Hannah, you're the only one that said yes now.
Okay, and I'm not going to tell any of you guys about it.
She's going to be making TikToks about it.
No, I'm not.
Hannah's on TikTok. Guys, if you've ever wanted to know what it's like to be a spy, watch
Day
my next...
Day in the life of a spy.
Yeah, watch my
Get
next...
Get ready with me to go be a spy undercover.
The polls are open.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, I'm just going to start reading off some headlines over these next 2 minutes, and then Hannah will tell me which ones you need details on and which ones are you can just skip over. That's what we do for Keep It Moving, to cover all the trending stories. Like, here are the number of body squats you should be able to do based off your age.
Oh, boy, another one of these. How many?
Okay, according to medical experts like Mayo Clinic, for most people, it's 12 to 15 body squats and you're good.
Really?
Yes. Now, fitness experts feel your way, Hannah. Really? You need to be in better shape. For men in their 20s to 30s, they need to be able to do 50 squats in 60 seconds.
What?
I know. I feel like that's a lot.
Oh, I didn't know this was a timed thing.
Yeah. Ow. Women, they said you should be able to do 45.
You said 50 in how long?
60 seconds. Yeah. They, so they say that means you're in shape. Anyone 31 to 40 in that age bracket, they should, both men and women should be able to do at least 40 squats. ages 50 to 61, it's 25.
I think we'll have to put this to the test.
No, I don't think so.
No, no.
Come on. We did the push-up.
Why don't we let Hannah try first?
Right.
If Hannah can do what they're saying, you're in your 20s, 45 and 60 seconds, we'll all go.
Damn. Wow. That's a lot.
That is a legs lot. Be hurt.
I know. Everyone in the room is just like, I'm out of shape. You don't need a test.
Exactly. Right. Out.
That sounds like a lot.
Netflix is getting more expensive.
Great. Keep it moving. I don't want to hear about it.
Like, just
charge
auto pay.
Charge a card.
Yeah.
Most and least trusted professions.
Ooh, okay.
This happens every year. 24 years in a row, nurse is the most trusted profession.
I believe that. Yep.
Lobbyist ranks last.
Don't trust any politicians.
Wow. Second to last, members of Congress.
Wow.
Yep. Yeah,
we really trust
that checks out.
That's good.
That's good. We got that going for us. And in the bottom five, Hannah, you'll love it because you watch the local news. They're in the bottom five, local TV reporters.
Wow. No, never.
We don't trust our own television reporters.
I mean, we're on the media. Do you trust us?
No.
Yeah.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Hannah's homeschool.
Candace, how are you?
I'm good.
Candace, did you hear that Hannah's brain doesn't work?
I mean, mine doesn't either, so it's okay.
Thank you. I was going to say, mine doesn't work really any day. But...
It's the battle of the brainless here. Here we go. Hannah versus Candace. Hannah's going to leave the room. She's going to go searching for her brain somewhere out there in the break room. And then I'm going to ask you five pop culture questions. We'll bring Hannah back in and ask her the same ones when she's outside the room. She can't hear, Candace.
Okay.
Even if she was in the room, she probably wouldn't be listening, so we actually could have just left her here.
Right.
All right, here we go, Candace. This person's hat went viral at the inauguration.
Melania Trump?
Yes. Patrick Mahomes now has the second most postseason wins for any quarterback ever. Name the person who is number one, who has the most postseason wins.
Brett Favre.
Brett Favre, okay. Justin Bieber, you're laughing because you know that's not true, but hey, I like the guys.
Yep.
Justin Bieber recently said he got hacked, and that is the reason he was not following his wife. Who is he married to?
Hailey Bieber.
Boom, there we go. Who was just announced to be hosting the Grammys? It's his fifth time hosting it. He's hosted it a bunch of times.
I have no idea.
All right. And then who is the host of Family Feud?
Oh, I can see his face, but not his name.
Do you want to phone a friend? I'll let you phone a friend
Steve?
Since you're...
Steve.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And his first name's Steve.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, I think we'll count it.
That's right. Yeah.
If this was Hannah, we would never count it. But Candace, we're going to count it for sure because everyone knows him as Steve. Everyone's like, right. Steve, you're the man.
Yeah.
Steve Harvey.
Steve Harvey.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. You're like, I call him Steve.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. 3 out of 5, Candace. Let's see how Hannah does when we bring her back in, okay?
Okay.
Hannah's homeschool.
All right, we're definitely having some fun today. Hannah was out there waiting to play Hannah's homeschool. She was outside the room while Candace answered 5 pop culture questions. We're going to give Hannah the same questions. When Hannah was outside the room, she could not hear, and Candace killed it. Candace, tell her how many you got right.
3
out of 5.
Three, okay.
There's some tough ones out there, but Candace was so much fun. Here we go. This person's hat went viral at the inauguration.
Melania Trump.
That is correct.
I was down with it. I liked it.
You liked that? You thought it was stylish?
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes now has the second most postseason wins for any quarterback. Name the person who is number one.
Tom Brady.
Yes!
Hey!
Wow. Did not even. Damn, Candace, she didn't even hesitate.
The GOAT, supposedly.
She said Brett Favre. You know Brett Favre?
Nope.
He's got a couple, so it's not a terrible, terrible guess. Yeah.
Justin Bieber said he got hacked, and that is the reason he was not following his wife. Who is he married to?
He's married to Hailey Bieber.
That is correct. 3 for 3.
Sus.
Who was just announced to be hosting the Grammys? Fifth time.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep. Yep. Yep. Yeah.
She knows.
Yeah.
I have in my brain Noah Kahn, and I know that's not right.
I know that's not right, but
he just was like the first person that like came back to my brain.
Okay. Kahn is most ridiculous answer ever because he would probably never host the Grammys. But the fact that you said Noah Kahn means you're in the right world, though. Isn't that weird?
Yes.
Because it's Trevor Noah.
Yes. Wow. Okay. I knew it was Noah.
But not Noah Kahn, but okay. Trevor Noah. Yeah. Okay. And who is the host of Family Feud?
Steve Harvey.
Steve Harvey. Yeah. Also known as Steve.
Yeah.
4 out of 5. Hannah gets the win, but Candace, you were so much fun. Candace, you got to say, this is Candace and I got schooled by Hannah.
This is Candace and I got schooled by Hannah.
Hannah's homeschool.
Mega Minds.
Let's see if we can get the Mega Mind question of the day correct. According to a survey, the worst food to keep as a leftover is?
I think it's a quesadilla. Mm. Like, stuff just gets too mushy. You can't reheat, like, the tortilla the right way again.
All right, good answer.
Yeah, I like the word mushy. I'm going to say a salad.
Salad, can't keep a salad.
Yeah, you cannot.
Mm. Especially if you put the dressing on it, man. Mm-hmm. According to a recent survey, Alex, what's the worst food to keep as a leftover?
I'm going to say, like, broccoli.
Broccoli. Ugh.
What?
Reheat it.
Okay, I'm going to say fish.
Fish?
Mm. Yeah.
Why do you seem, like, uncertain about your answer?
I don't know,
because
now I'm second-guessing myself, but I don't have another
She'll
answer.
She'll keep anything
so
for
I'm
a
going
leftover.
With fish. Yeah, okay. I'm eating anything.
Yeah.
So.
Nobody got it correct. According to a recent survey, this is the worst food to keep as a leftover. That answer's coming away in 2 songs.
Mega Minds.
You get the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day. According to a recent survey, this is the worst food to keep as a leftover.
Y'all are sassy on the text line. Everybody's thinking they're right. We have 2 answers like, that have gotten flooded in.
Just no-brainers? Okay.
Yeah, they're like, duh, it's obviously this. The people either say eggs or French fries.
One of them is correct. Ooh. So, duh, it is obviously one of them. It is eggs.
Eggs! Oh. I disagree with that.
I know Hannah was going
to
go off.
I used to preheat eggs every day when I first started working at Odyssey.
I hate to break it to you. You were disgusting.
No!
Yes.
Scrambled eggs.
The people have voted. Hannah was disgusting.
I was skinnier then. I should do that.
Shut up. You were fine.
Mega Minds.
I'm not going to lie. This might be an absolute train wreck. We are commercial free on the Brett Magus Show. We are going to do a spelling bee live on the radio. And we're going to see just how smart we are and how good spellers we are. According to AB, you said what was yesterday?
It's some national spelling bee thing. Like all the schools here had a spelling bee.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. So it's
a
national
spelling.
I didn't know it was a national spelling bee. I Googled it, and the national spelling bee, like the one you like compete in, is in May. So I think these
Maybe
are the kids.
Maybe it's a statewide. Yeah, so I think it's
prelims.
I think it's the kids trying to make it to the national spelling bee. That's what we're going to take it as. And so we're going to do a spelling bee live on the radio right now. I have grades 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th. I can go all the way up to 8th if you guys get that far.
Whoa.
All right. It'll be Hannah, Kevin, AB, and Alex. Does anyone consider themselves a particularly good speller?
No.
Okay, good. Spell check actually is offended by me, so I'm glad I'm not competing.
Yeah, Brett, if you were competing, you wouldn't even make it to...
I'm literally the worst speller on the planet.
True.
My mom used to like give me those practice tests like over and over again in the kitchen, and I felt like just like a project. All right, grade number one. Hannah, you're up first.
I'm scared.
Stretch. Need the word stretch.
S-T-R... Wait, it's hard when you're doing it. S-T-R-E-T-C-H.
That's correct. Hey, Hannah moves on to round two. Good job, Hannah. All right, Kevin, you will go second. Pivot.
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 Pivot. Can you use it in a sentence?
Come on, kid. When Ross and, when was it Ross and Joey were trying to go up a couch, they had to pivot around the staircase.
Pivot. P-I-V-O-T.
Kevin moves on.
Pivot.
Nice. All right, nicely done. Alex, leisurely.
Oh, no.
Leisurely.
That's so much
harder. First grade.
Wait, just going why are down you the allowed list. To spell it out on paper?
No, I don't think you can't. In the spelling bee, you can't do it, yeah.
All right.
That was way harder.
That's first grade? Leisurely.
I'm just going through the list, guys.
All right.
Wow.
I'm going to go L-E-I-S-U-R-E-L-Y. Leisurely.
That's correct. It moves on.
Damn. That was wrong. Wow. That was not fair.
First grade. What am I, the gifted class here?
Yes, you are.
You are.
Nice job.
AB, your word is accelerate.
E-X-C-E-R-A-T-E.
No, that's incorrect.
No.
You didn't even get the first letter correct.
Yeah, it's A.
It's A-C-C-E-L-E-R-A-T-E. Okay, so that's the first round. We lost AB. We're going to come back in, and we'll go to grade two right after Gracie Abrams on Y98 St. Louis. About to find out who the smarty on the show is here while we're commercial-free, and it's not AB.
Not me.
She just went out in the first round of our spelling bee. Apparently, like, you know, when they do the, like, the big national spelling bee, this is like the prelims. Everyone's competing in their schools these, like, last couple of, you know, days, weeks here to make it to the national spelling bee. We'll see who on our show would be submitted to make it to the National Spelling Bee. So we're doing a spelling bee live on the air, and it is way harder than you think.
Yes.
It is
nerve-wracking. You can't write it out, and you have to spell it. And so I found a list that these are actually the list that people will use to make it to the National Spelling Bee. And we lost AB on Accelerate, which was a grade one level spelling.
Yes, it was.
You said one of your friends who's a teacher texted you and said,
yeah, she was like, my heart just dropped when you started spelling Accelerate with an E.
Well, you were thinking of like an Excel spreadsheet.
Right.
For sure. Yeah. I'm always making the spreadsheets. Yeah.
All right, let's go to round two. Hannah, you're up first for grade two level spelling, drifting.
D-R-I-F-T-I-N-G.
D-R-I-F-T-I-N-G. Okay. That's correct. You go on.
Hey.
Alex, stampede. Oh, sorry, Kevin went second. Sorry, we'll keep the same order.
I was going to say, if you would.
Stampede.
Okay, I'll take stampede. Stampede, S-T-A-M-P-E-D-E.
That's correct. He moves on. Alex didn't like his third, going third, because he had the hardest word last time.
He did.
Let's go with poker. It's on the list.
Poker?
Yep.
Okay. P-O-K-E-R.
That's correct. It moves on. All right.
Well, I mean, I had to. Well, I mean, my first one was leisurely for first grade.
I know.
Then Hannah gets drifting for second grade.
You got poker for you.
Thank you.
All right. Round three.
Great. Now Brett's going to hammer me with the hardest
word. I'm just going on
the
list here, guys. Propaganda. I always liked that it was propaganda. He laughed.
Okay. P-R-O-P-G-A-N-D-A.
No.
Oh, you just missed my one. You forgot the A.
You got propaganda.
Propaganda.
We lost Hannah.
Damn it. On that one, I forgot the A.
Okay. All right. Kevin. Mosquito.
Oh, God.
Ooh, damn, that's hard.
Mosquito. M-O-S-Q-U-I-T-O. Mosquito.
That is correct. Yes.
Nice.
I would have gone M-I.
All right, Alex, to force it to the next round of spell off between you and Kevin. Embarrassment.
Embarrassment.
Like, that will be embarrassing if you don't get this.
E-M-B-A-R-A-S-S-M-E-N-T. Embarrassment.
Just missed! No!
Oh, I thought you were right.
Man, what did I miss?
There's two R's.
Two R's.
Yeah. Two S's also or no?
Yes. Two R's and two S's.
Oh, damn it.
Oh, man.
You know, it was a good effort, I thought.
All right, let's give Kevin.
You got leisurely, Kevin, but I think you
Kevin
win.
The last one standing.
I am the smartest man alive.
No surprise here.
Kevin.
Oh, wait, I got to spell another one?
I'll give you, I'll give you grade man. Four, even though you won.
Okay.
You want the first word, second word, or third word in the list here?
I'll take the second word. I've been doing well with that.
Privileges.
I'm not doing well with that. Privileges. Privileges. Privilege. P-R-I-V. I think this is where I'm going to miss it.
Go for it.
I think it's P-R-I-V privilege. E-L-E-D-G-E-S. Privileges.
We would have missed them. Kevin would have missed them.
Really?
P-R-I-V-I-L-E-G-E-S.
It's hard when you can't write it down.
It, really
it
is really hard.
I'm not the smartest man alive.
Kevin, we got as high as grade 3, guys. Hey! But Kevin is the smartest speller in the room.
Congrats, Kev.
Well done, Kev.
Good job, Kevin.
Luckily, I only taught second grade.
Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
Jennifer Aniston might be producing one of the biggest films of the year if she can land these three actresses to all work together. I'll share more details in just 3 minutes.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag baby is ready, so here we go.
80s babies, you should get excited because Jennifer Aniston's film company is set to produce a reimagining of the iconic 9-to-5 movie. So for those of you who don't know, the OG cast was Jane Fonda, Dolly Parton, and Lily Tomlin. And rumor has it the potential casting for the refilm could be like the three new It Girls, Zendaya, Sydney Sweeney, and Ariana Grande, which I think would just be iconic.
It would crush. It would crush.
It'd be great. Who's going to be the Dabney Coleman character? Do they know yet? Who's the villain?
No, I'm not sure yet. Even though, like, this is still
very... I think it's even
very,
just a rumor of those two.
It
that's
is
what they,
just
that's
a rumor.
What fans want to see, and there's momentum going.
I mean, people are freaking out about it. The comments are going wild. They're saying, this would eat. Imagine the press tour praying for this. People are saying... And I think it would be awesome. And we know that Zendaya and Sydney Sweeney clearly work well together.
Yep.
They were on Euphoria. Yep. My question is, hey, don't cast them for this because they're supposed to be filming Euphoria, which has been pushed off for like 30 years. So, you know, obviously this is just a rumor. We would love to see it come to fruition. And I'll keep you updated when we know information for sure. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
That would absolutely crush.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag baby is done. Oh yeah, it's time to go.
Anyone out there that ever had a lost luggage situation, 314-531-9898. How long did you lose your luggage for? Anyone lose anything extremely important? I started thinking about this because AB did her like cool girls trip. How they planned their girls trip is like they picked out of a bucket, I guess, or like a bowl, and they did presentations, and I was like, man, traveling is so much fun. And my wife and I used to travel all the time. I remember the time I lost a car seat. It was the worst.
On the plane?
On the plane. It was, yeah, we lost a car seat. We landed and it was coming home and they couldn't find our car seat. I waited forever with the kids and everything. And so then they're like, yeah, we can't find your car seat, which those are super expensive. And
yeah.
I'm like, how do I get my kid home?
Yeah.
He was like less than two. I was like, well, I was supposed to just sit him shotgun, throw him on the roof. And I guess you can get like they give you a rental car seat or like a car seat to take home if they lose your car seat. And it's this janky old thing they got. And I had to put him in that. But that's like one of the worst times I've ever lost.
And then had to return the car seat, right?
And then yes. And then they come and give you your car seat and then you have to drop off their car seat later.
Yeah, see, I've had luggage get delayed.
Oh, like a couple hours?
Where you have to go to the special room. Yeah, a couple hours or things like that, or even a couple of days. But it's never been officially lost.
Ooh. Other time I lost luggage for a whole day was when I was flying to like Denver for snowboarding and skiing and stuff like that. They didn't have it. And it was just freezing and cold. Didn't have all my winter gear. So you're just kind of like chilling.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get a voucher or something? Do they give you something that says, hey, you know, we'll take care of some of that? Or
no, they're not really nice.
They're not really giving in the airline business.
Anyone,
you know?
Anyone have like a luggage horror story?
Luckily, this has never happened to me. But my sister last year, she is a Diet Coke fiend. Like, you know those people that love Diet Coke? They're really into it.
I got
it.
Those people in my life.
She's one of those people. And she was going to Mexico, and at this resort, they didn't carry Diet Coke. So she packed a suitcase of just Diet Coke being prepared.
Crazy.
And she saw them not put it in the plane. And so she was sitting on the plane, and she saw the suitcase just sitting there.
And then the plane takes off, you're watching it?
Yeah, so she didn't have her Diet Coke that she prepared because they didn't put it in.
Ruined the whole trip.
Wow. That's too bad.
Anyone out there listening that just has
I can relate. I've been places where you just, sometimes the cure also, when you're going on a trip, like the cure for a hangover, people don't know this, a nice Diet Coke bounces you back right.
If you have a horror story where like, man, I lost my luggage, wait till you hear this story. 314-531-9898. We'll take your calls right after Kevin's favorite song, Not Like Us.
Yeah!
When is the time that you lost your luggage? 314-531-9898. Started thinking about just like those travel experiences because AB has picked a girl's trip by picking out of a bowl. We're like, just put a bunch of good places, bad places in a bowl. They picked it out, and then that's how they decided they're going to take a girl's trip to Disney World. Yeah. Most girl's trip place on earth.
Yeah.
When is the time that you lost your luggage? 314-531-9898. Mallory, what happened with you when you lost your luggage?
I was 18. It was my first time ever on an airplane in my life, and I flew over to Scotland by myself. Yeah. We were with a group of a couple other college kids, but we get over there, and there's no luggage. It's somewhere in the States. And no one told me whenever I went to pack that you're supposed to pack like an emergency outfit on your carry-on. So for about 3 days, it was wash your clothes in the sink and dry them with a hairdryer.
And dry with a hairdryer. It's like this, like throwing salt in the wounds.
Yeah, no kidding. Oh,
yeah. I'll never forget it, and it changed the way I pack now. So.
And I love how it's like your first trip. You're like, so this is how flying works, huh? Okay, great. Thanks so much for that.
Yeah.
We appreciate the call, Mallory. Let's go to Dina. Dina also had an experience of worst place ever to not have your luggage, huh? This was your aunt, though?
Hi, this is Dina. My aunt, we were all doing a family cruise down in Florida, and she had to fly from Maine. Keep in mind, she's 80 years old and in a wheelchair, and they completely lose her luggage.
No.
So here she goes on the cruise with the only reason she had a pair of clean underwear was because she had it in her carry-on. But any extra money she had was in the bag, in the suitcase, because they tell you pack part in your suitcase and part in your carry-on. And she didn't have anything. The only reason she did even have anything was because my mom and her were about a size difference, and so she had
crazy.
To kind of squeeze into my mom's clothes.
Cruise is the worst, because you're like usually in a different, even like the Scotland situation, eventually they can get it to you. Cruise is like, sometimes those cruises are like 10 days. Like, see you in 10 days, your bag will be waiting in this little
her
room.
Her luggage was available for her in Florida 2 weeks later.
Damn.
We were already back from the cruise, already home, and they said you can pick it up.
And you know, like, thank you so much for the call. You become self-conscious at a certain point, too, that everyone's seeing you in the same outfit every day, even though there's tons of people on the cruise. So you just, like, literally start that conversation every single time. Every time you see someone, I'm wearing the same outfit you saw me in yesterday because I lost my luggage. Mm-hmm. I'm not this weird person who doesn't change.
Yeah.
Like Doug Funny, who has the same shirt every single time. Terry, your luggage wasn't lost by an airline. Tell everyone who stole your luggage.
It was 1976 down in Springfield, Missouri. Our softball team went for a tournament, and we checked in, had a 9 o'clock game, came back, went up to our room, and all of our stuff was gone. All of it.
What?
I thought the guys were, it's all gone. So I went down to the desk. I said, okay, somebody is in my room that took all our stuff. I'm 206. And I showed the guy the key. He goes, you can't be in 206. That was Leonard Skinner's group.
What?
The roadies took all of our stuff, put it with theirs in the plane. I got it back 3 weeks later. They put little travel tags on it as a joke, I guess. But yeah, I didn't lose it. It was stolen.
Did they
by Leonard Skinner?
Well, that's an awesome story.
Did they send some band merch or something? I mean, anything?
They didn't give me anything. MTV was still showing music then. I kept thinking I was going to see those guys with my black.
That's funny.
They're all wearing.
All of a sudden, Leonard Skinner's like, "Hey, that's my shirt, man." Yeah. Leonard Skinner's wearing it. What a crazy story!
If someone were to steal it. I mean, it's cool that it's him.
Yeah. Terry, thank you so much for the call. And look, at Leonard Skinner wanted your gear, man. You were trying to set a fashion statement back then.
All right. Bye-bye.
Appreciate it, man. We're still rolling commercial-free on the Brett Maga Show. It's Y98 St. Louis.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, for keep it moving, this is where we cover all the trending stories. So I look at what's going viral, what's trending, and I read off some headlines, and Hannah either tells me to keep scrolling, keep on moving, or she'll ask me to click on the link and give you more details. Like, Hannah, do you want to know where a serial butt slapper is on the loose?
Yeah, I would.
It's in Denver. But a serial butt slapper is on the loose. He's been riding on an e-bike and then just slapping women on the behinds. And there's been several reports of this guy since January 1st. He's like a serial butt slapper that is a real life criminal.
When you said he was in Denver, I thought you meant like he was going to be going down the slopes, just like touching everybody as he's heading down.
He might be.
I mean, yeah, that's his next. Serial killers evolve over time. Give him time.
He's not a killer. He's a slapper.
Well, still, he could still be like, you know, his evolution of the butt slap.
Mm.
Want better sexy time?
Doesn't everybody?
Butt slapping. No, I'm just joking.
Oh, my God.
Find a man who cries. A relationship expert explained.
During it?
Says men who cry are the best lovers. She explained that finding a man who's in touch with his emotions mean they are a better lover in bed. Find those sensitive guys.
Oh, okay.
Hannah's not into it. Hannah's like, give me a butt slapper.
Well, I was going to say every guy I've ever been with has cried. But
afterwards?
No.
You're doing something wrong.
Right, yeah.
Just for mean to him.
But that wasn't true. Yeah. That's not true.
Hannah's like, every guy I've ever slept with just started bawling afterwards. The 100 worst rated foods in the world.
Keep moving.
Don't care where you can get the worst tasting food.
Things no, if on there, you had the best, I would like to hear that.
No, there was things on there like blood pancakes. You probably passed a good one. For Alex's purposes, these are the top 20 wedding trends in 2025.
Yeah. All right. Groom-to-be, we'll take it for you.
Alex, you have to see if you're doing any of these. The number one thing that people are saying they're adding to their wedding party and weddings is a wedding content creator.
Yeah.
I mean...
Yeah, AB said
video
I've been seeing all that.
No, like I think like while the wedding's going on to be posted on social, creating content,
keeping people like up to date on everything going on.
Yeah, like a social content creator. It's number one.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a really someone should go into that.
It's a big trend. Smaller wedding parties. Alex is definitely not doing that. Film style photography. So old school photography.
Love that.
Old school camera. AB was just talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
Mismatch bridesmaids dances and dresses and last dances instead of first dances. You guys get the last dance and you guys close out
that.
The night.
I like
those
that.
Are some of the biggest trends for 2025.
Huh? Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
You ever run into a coworker outside of like work? Was it awkward? Where's a place where you just don't want to run into a coworker? 314-531-9898. There are some places where like you run into a coworker, and I'm not talking like your friend coworker, but like you just don't want to run into them. You're like, oh, I'm trying to avoid this. Now I have this run in. 314-531-9898. Hannah ran into a coworker outside of work, and I feel like it was awkward because it just then now everyone knows about Hannah's addiction.
Yeah. Wow. So this past weekend, I was at the casino, and all of a sudden, I get a DM on Instagram from one of my coworkers who were not like super close or anything, but he DM'd me and he said, oh, are you wasting money that you don't have? And I was like, oh, my heart just dropped because I was at the casino. And I was like, oh, crap. Yes, I am. So awkward. And so then I saw my phone like have the notification, but then I didn't even want to like reply because I was like, okay, like, am I going to have to go up to him? Like, what if, like, he wants to, like talk to me about the casino and why I'm here? And then do I say I'm here all the time? Like, what do I do? It was really awkward.
I think running into a coworker when you're gambling is terrible. Like, you don't want to be, like, spending the money. And I also think anytime you're gambling, I also think it just brings up like money. Like, how much money does Hannah have? She could just throw it away at the casino. Like, you just don't want to be doing money stuff with people outside of work. Like,
yeah. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. Like, the casino is kind of a thing where like everybody does their own thing.
Yes, so that's true too.
You're really going to run into them multiple times while you're there too.
Yep.
What? Like, you're not just going to see them once.
Yeah.
If you're walking around the casino, seeing them five or six times.
That also is the worst when you run into someone and then you don't know if you're supposed to say hi again. Like, what's up again? Like, how's that blackjack table going?
Yeah, it's not like I can like invite them to like sit with me and, you know, be at a slot. Like, I don't know. It was just weird.
I think it's a top fiver, top tenner.
I was going to say, I think like there's two places you don't want to run into.
Strip club?
The three places. Because I was like, okay, strip club.
You all of a sudden, if you walk into a strip club, and like, let's just all just have some fun with this for a second. Let's not say you're like a serial strip clubber, but you're like at a bachelor party or a bachelorette party, and everyone's like going to the strip club, and you walk in, and then all of a sudden you see like Tony from Accountant sitting there getting a lap dance. You're like, oh my God, why are we both at the strip club?
Exactly. I would think that an adult video store is another place. I don't know.
Yeah. In the same section, just perusing the section together.
Exactly.
Oh, I have another awkward one I just remembered. I was at the Lake of the Ozarks and I saw a coworker and I was drunk in a bikini and that was really awkward.
Yes, terrible place to run into a coworker.
Really awkward.
314-531-9898. Where are places you ran into a coworker like, oh my God, this sucks? We'll take your phone calls after whatever Bruno Mars and Rose say in this. Rolling commercial free, and we're just discussing the worst places to run into a coworker. Look, our coworkers are cool, but I just read that like most people, like 90% of people, consider coworkers, and friends. They usually just don't mix together. So when you run into them outside of work, it's always a bit awkward, but there are certain places where you just, oh my God, we have to run into each other here. 314-531-9898. Where are the worst places to run into coworkers? You know what I was thinking about and I think is weird is like church. Like, I feel like church is your place, like your zone. You're just like reflection. And I always feel like someone's, like if a coworker sees me praying and looking at me, I'm always like, can I just pray? I just feel like they're looking at me.
I feel like it's just like really stiff. Like, what conversation could you fully have with your coworker inside of church? Then it feels wrong to talk to them about work in church.
They're like, oh yeah, like, hey, did you get that Excel sheet done? That's another one that's interesting. So it doesn't always, the point I'm making is it doesn't always have to be naughty. Like, who texted on the text line? What do they say?
We had a text from Dave. He said, a terrible place would be the adult toy store.
Adult.
Mm, correct.
That happens in what's the TV show?
What is that?
Nobody wants this.
The rabbi runs into a large donor to the congregation at the sex shop, and they kind of don't ever speak about it.
Yep, and
but how awkward would that be?
Run into them at the sex shop. Okay, good to see you.
How you doing,
Kristen? Where is the place that you ran into a coworker?
Good morning. Okay, so this was exactly about 10 years ago. Our company paid for a work trip. It started in California for the first of the week. Brought families, everything. CEO brought his family. You know, the whole vibe was just wonderful. The end of the trip ended in Philadelphia. And I actually got an early morning flight around 6 a.m. on one of those small charter planes because I had to be back early. Well, I don't think our CEO knew that I was on that flight. He flew with a woman that was not his wife and did not see me on the other side of the waiting area. And when we boarded the flight together, he saw me. I was in the row right behind him. Deer in headlights. Deer in headlights.
Oh my goodness. God. Busted affair.
Busted affair on a flight.
Also, what an awesome company trip.
As a wife, it took everything I had not to strangle this man.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't care if you sign my paychecks. Like, it was very hard to, but never saw the guy again, never spoke of it, anything. So I don't know what happened after they got off the flight.
They broke up afterwards. Like, is that dude, because Kristen over here knows all about it. Oh my God. Thank you.
I almost asked for a raise and a promotion.
Yeah, you should have.
You should have. It's collateral.
I have to start like a personalized letter. You know, you remember me, and it is what it is. You know, karma's real. So
you should have literally went into a meeting, like literally put your feet up on the desk, like, so what do you think my raise is going to be?
Right. Right.
Oh, yeah. Let's discuss this.
Yeah, I should have been sitting at his desk when he got back.
Slow, like, you know, like the chair turn around, the slow turn of the chair.
Welcome
like,
back.
Welcome back. Seriously, one of the easiest ways to get paid. All you got to do is listen on the Odyssey app to Y98 for 60 minutes while we roll commercial free every single morning like we do. And when you hang out for 60 minutes, you instantly qualify for $5,000 a day. Instantly enrolls you into our $5,000 a day. So just by listening on the Odyssey app, you get paid to listen and you get instantly qualify just for hitting that 60-minute mark. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
The Oscars are all about tradition, but this year some things will be different because of the wildfires. I'll share with you all the details at 8:35.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is ready, so here we go.
Somehow it's already that time of year where the Oscars are on the horizon. The nominees should drop any minute. I keep, like, refreshing my feed to see if they're out yet, but they're not. But something that we do know for sure is that this year they will not be featuring the live performances as the best original song nominees. They had to take that little part out because instead they are going to spend that time honoring honoring all of Los Angeles and the hardships that they've faced due to the wildfires. This will be the first time since 2012 that they will not have that like section of the live performances. But I mean, I definitely think that it's worth it. It sucks that something has to go, but this is such a massive part of what's going on, and it's affecting so many people that are going to be in that room that I do think that the wildfires do need to be addressed.
I feel like the Song of the Year nominations performances are just usually breaks in the like drag out show.
Yep.
And so sometimes I feel like if you just gave me what was going to win the Song of the Year and you performed that and made it an epic performance, like that's what everyone remembers. Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper on stage. Everyone remembers when Eminem surprised the Oscar. Like, you know, like that's where you want to see. You want to see the one big performance of the year.
That's a great point.
The one that won it. And then I'm cool with, you know, just highlighting those songs because they getting nominated is an honor. Mm-hmm. But then also realistically, this is a national platform to help those who've been affected by the wildfires. Let's do that instead. Like, that's a great idea. Love it.
Right. And for those of you who don't know, the Oscars will take place on March 2nd, hosted by Conan O'Brien again. And for the first time this year, the Oscars will also be live streamed on Hulu. So you can check it out as well. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Mega Minds.
All right, Mega Mind question of the day. Let's see if you can get this correct. If you want to text in your guesses, the phone number is 314-531-9898. 37% of pet parents say they do this for their pet. What are pet parents always doing for their pets?
As a pet mommy myself, I think that it's buy them like little clothes and apparel.
Oh.
Ooh.
My sister-in-law does this. I feel like my sister-in-law's dog, my nephew dog, has more clothes than me, my kids, everyone.
Bear has like a closet full of monogrammed bandanas.
I just don't get it. The bandana thing is cute, but they like sweaters, t-shirts, pants. They got it all, man.
Pants.
They do.
They have great options.
Yeah. They got options, man.
Since it's only 35%, I'm going to say cook them a meal. They actually make them one of their meals.
Like, there's no dog food's not good enough for you.
I'm going to say do something special or like get them a treat on their birthday or like gotcha day type thing.
Gotcha day birthday.
The bandanas, I feel like I'm going to say getting them specific bandanas for the holidays.
I thought you were going to say something mean.
Decorating their dogs for the holidays.
Like, oh, the 37% of pet parents.
Make them sleep outside.
Make them sleep outside like AV does.
Yeah.
AV is not a pet person. No. If you don't know, now you know. No one got it correct. 37% of pet parents say they do this for their pet. What is it? It's something they do daily for their pets. Mm. See if that hint helps you. That answer's coming your way in two songs.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's give you the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day. According to a recent survey, 37% of pet parents do this for their pet, and I said it's daily. What do some people think on the text line that pet parents do for their pets every single day?
Dave texted in and said, talk to them like having a full-on conversation as if they're human. Very guilty.
It's like 100%. I feel like every pet parent does that, actually.
Bear knows all the tea. Heather texted in and said, leave the TV on for them.
Close. Ooh. It's not TV. It's what they should leave on for them.
Oh, the radio!
The radio!
Really?
I always leave Y98 on when I leave the house.
Do you really?
Well, because it's, you know, it's nice for Ralph and Migo to listen to, but it also helps our ratings.
Yeah. You hope they wear a meter.
We're number one with Ralph.
Thanks, Ralph.
Yeah, 37% of pet parents leave the radio on for their dog every single day. Thank you for listening. We're number one with pets.
Mega Minds.
We're about to find out how attractive you think you are. This is really interesting. So they surveyed 1,000 men and they asked them, these are straight men online, and asked them, if you walk into a room of 1,000 single women, so they're all single, how many of them do you think would be attracted to you? So I want you to do the exact same thing. So you're opposite sex, heterosexual, because everyone's heterosexual in the room. You walk into a room and everyone is single, 1,000 people. What percentage, let's do percentage, what percentage of people do you think would be attracted to you? What percentage of those guys, Hannah, would be attracted to you? What percentage, Alex, of those ladies would want? Be like, that's a hottie right there. Okay. I'm going to write down my number.
This is hard.
All right. It is hard. All right. Everyone reveal their answers. Go ahead. Everyone hold up a piece of paper. AB said 50. I said 5.
I went high.
78.
Kev went high too. Kev said 70.
70%.
Yeah.
Kevin,
yeah.
He said 70% of them would find you attractive.
Yeah. I think I'm a solid 7.
Do you guys want to know what the survey when they ask these single men?
I agree, Kev.
Single
that's a good way to look at it.
Yeah. You know, you look at your solid. What are you? You think? Yeah. They'll be like, yeah, I think he's, for an old man, he's okay.
You, Alex, and Kevin are in a completely different realm, all of your own.
Ooh.
Really?
What?
42% of the guys that they surveyed asking this question said between 0 to 2.5%.
Holy
wow.
They thought 1 in 25 women would find them attractive, which ends up being 0 to 2.5%. 42% of the guys. Nobody said over 50% of the women felt
really?
Think they're attractive.
Nobody has any
confidence.
Isn't
that crazy? Isn't that a
people need to work on their confidence.
Exactly.
Men. Yeah. They said men. Women had different answers. The guys were like, oh yeah, they're so hot. We're all thinking we're good with anybody. But what was your answer, Hannah?
I said 34%.
Okay, why only a third of the guys?
Because I felt like 50, like what? Me thinking that if I walk into a room, half the people think I'm attractive just seems like a lot. So I wanted to drop it lower than 50.
Okay, AB, explain yourself because you said
50%. I think the bar for guys finding women attractive is pretty low, to be honest.
Mm.
So I think 50% of them would be like, yeah, she's cute.
I feel
well,
like
you think it's low. You guys both should have had higher numbers.
I put 5% because I feel like women want very distinct characteristics
That's
for men.
That's true.
And I don't think I have any of those. I feel like I'm just kind of plain Jane guy. I feel like Hannah wants a guy with big bulging muscles, rough and tough. I don't look like that. AB wants like very skinny, like looks like he cries a lot, listens to sad songs. That's not me. So like I feel like women have a very distinct look that they're looking for, like very specifics. Guys are
women
more
probably
like,
abide by their like quote unquote type more than guys do. Guys are just like, yeah, she's cute.
Yeah, she's got a butt.
But I'll be like, he's like, fine, not my type.
Yes. Why did you say 70% and 78%, Alex and Kevin?
I think you look at someone like me and go, hey, he's an attractive man. I don't want to be with him. How much does he make? I don't want to sleep with him. You know, but I think I hold my own for an older guy. Not that, you know, and that's a shame that you guys, that everybody kind of feels that they're not attractive.
Yeah, Kevin felt like he was one of the sexiest people in the
room. I mean, Kev, you are a dapper looking fellow. But yeah, I don't know. I do think that women have a harder time being attracted to men than men do being attracted to women.
That's why I went low. But Alex, you went high, so you went to 78%. Why?
Well, I also think women like a little bit of confidence. So if you're grading yourself lower, you know, you're automatically
out.
You don't have the confidence. I mean, I feel like the reason I wouldn't even, you know, I would go higher, but I would only go higher if I was like 6 feet tall. You know what I mean? Like, Then
you reach 80%.
No, yeah, he like, told me back. 99. You know?
Man, if a guy looked like me and was 6 feet tall, God just said there's perfection.
Yeah. Too good.
Listen to the Brett Mega Show on your schedule with the Odyssey app. Search Y98.